and welcome to episode 47 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on June 1st, 2012. This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imaginations of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Oh man, what's that smell?
What? I can't smell anything. You know I have a very, very poor sense of smell.
I know, but this is a strong stench. Where could it be coming from?
Well, I did clean out the fridge this morning.
What did you throw away?
Oh, not much, but I do have a question for you. Why did you put the cottage cheese in the sippy cup? When I opened the sippy cup, it was filled with cottage cheese. That's the only thing I threw out.
I put milk in the sippy cup. Let me look in the garbage to see what that was.
Let it be, Miss Mel, let it be.
Oh, that is gross. That's a science experiment gone wrong.
I tried to warn you. Even I can smell that. Cottage cheese sitting in the garbage all day? Ew, that stinks! Which reminds me of our latest story.
We want to let parents know that there's nothing scary in this story, but there are some things that you might find a little gross. So listeners, beware.
You have been warned.
Everything in this story stinks. By Chris and Melissa Bouguet.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Museum of Malodorous Art. My name is Miss Tosis, but you can call me Hallie. I'll be your tour guide today as we journey from exhibit to exhibit, examining the wonderful world of bad smells. To truly experience this tour as intended, please put on your special SD glasses. The SD, of course, stands for sensory deprivation. Oh, don't worry, though. The glasses only limit your sense of sight, as the darkened lenses completely cover your eyes. You'll still be able to feel, hear, and taste perfectly fine, although I assure you, there isn't anything you'd want to taste in here. Now, why do you need to wear these special glasses? Well, according to the research of Dr. Ohl and Dr. Factory, two of the top ear, nose, and throat specialists in the country, to truly enjoy the full experience of each exhibit, one should limit his or her sense of sight. Temporarily impairing one's vision will allow your sense of smell to become heightened. Of course, at any time, if you begin to feel disoriented or uncomfortable, please remove your SD glasses or plug your nose, whichever works best. The Department of Health requires me to inform you that what you are about to experience can be deemed offensive to some people. These smells are rancid, foul, and, well, just plain horrible. But for those of you who choose to proceed, the end result will demonstrate just how powerful your sense of smell can be. For your own safety, please stand still for the duration of the tour. The belt below your feet will move, transporting you through the museum. I'll be with you the entire time as well, describing the aromas that your nose will be experiencing. At this time, please put on your SD glasses. Inhale deeply through your nose. Our first combination of pungent odors is about to begin. We arrive on the deck of a schooner bobbing up and down in the ocean. The salty sea air dries your skin despite being surrounded by water. Next to you on the deck is a pile of fish that's been baking in the afternoon sun. The tainted tuna, fetid flounder, and hideous halibut leach out an array of rancid aromas. The stench of the spoiled cargo slams into your nose, nearly sending you overboard. But do you know what smells worse than a ship full of spoiled fish? A ship full of spoiled fish covered in rotten eggs. Green with age, the eggs balance delicately on the fins of the fish. With each passing wave, they roll to and fro, rubbing their ripe tang over sickly scales. Occasionally, one topples over, plunking its way down the polluted pile until it cracks wide open on the planks of the deck. A goopy ooze spills out from the inside, fresh with its own nasty fragrance that seeps deep into the floorboards. But do you know what smells worse than a ship full of spoiled fish covered in rotten eggs? A ship full of spoiled fish covered in rotten eggs drenched in curdled milk. Like flour holding the ingredients together in a cake, the large white chunks congeal and coagulate to cement the pile in place. Drying in the sun, the milk gives off a stench that soaks into your pores. But do you know what smells worse than a ship full of spoiled fish covered in rotten eggs drenched in curdled milk? A ship full of spoiled fish covered in rotten eggs drenched in curdled milk used to wash the armpits of the crew. Large hulking seafarers surround the trawl and thrust brushes into the pile, twisting them around to pull out globs of yolk, curd, and fish guts. Thick wads of matted underarm hair coil outward as the men scrub away. Feel the bouquet bombard your nose as the buccaneers bathe in their backwards bath. There's an extra brush if you want to join in. Anchors and aromas away! As we pull into port, we conclude our first leg of the tour. Let's give our sniffers a little break from the onslaught of atrociousness for a moment as we fill the air with our special combination of cleansing mist, lemon wedges, baby powder, and rose petals mixed with a hint of clove should clear out your palate nicely. Take a whiff while you can, because our next batch of pungent odors is about to begin. Are you ready? I hope so. Here we go! The next stop on our tour brings us to a warm summer day down on the old pig farm. Do you hear the pigs wallowing in the mud? The pens are filled with 100 happy hogs, content as can be, tossing in the mire. Sniff the sulfurous scent of swine swimming in their own slop. But do you know what smells worse than 100 hogs rolling in mud? 100 hogs rolling in mud being fed troughs full of old onions. Peel back the layers and savor the scent of the warm steam rising from the pile of vicious vegetables. Do you feel the sting in your nostrils? Does it bring tears to your eyes? But do you know what smells worse than 100 hogs rolling in mud being fed troughs full of old onions? 100 hogs rolling in mud being fed troughs full of old onions while wearing used gym socks. Yellow with wear, streaked with sweat, the socks cover 400 hooves, keeping them extra hot on this already horrendously humid day. The stains on the socks swirl with the scent of the swine and mix with the odor of the onions to abash your nose in waves of stink. But do you know what smells worse than 100 hogs rolling in mud being fed a trough full of old onions while wearing used gym socks? 100 hogs rolling in mud being fed a trough full of old onions while wearing used gym socks with indigestion. As you lean down to pet the gold toe-wearing pigs, our big pink friends feel a rumble in their bellies. Then, in one radical reaction, all of the hogs let one rip. Ripples of rancidness come gushing out in clouds of gray gas. Take it in, everyone, because this concludes the second leg of our trip. Let's again give our schnozzes a tiny vacation from our excellent expedition as we flood the atmosphere with another unique concoction of cleansing mist. This time, we combine succulent strawberries, Christmas pine, and new car mixed with a pinch of peppermint to wash away any lingerers. Ah, feel the freshness? Excellent, because now, with your noses clear, we can begin the final leg of our journey. We kick off the final leg of our tour with the smell of an old shaggy dog caught out in the rain. Let the mildewy dampness assault your senses as you breathe in. Is that a nose hair you feel deep inside your nostril? Or is it a piece of canine fur drawn in with your sniff that tickles you so? Perhaps it's a little bit of both. But do you know what stinks worse than a wet dog? A wet dog who just sniffed his own butt. Ah, yes. The dog curled around, stuck his nose under his tail, and then sniffed his own butt. The odor went in through his snout and is now traveling over his tongue to find its way to your awaiting nose. Can you feel the sour assault your nose with each heavy pant? But do you know what stinks worse than a wet dog who just sniffed his own butt? A wet dog who just sniffed his own butt while wrestling a skunk. Can you visualize the stinging spritz of a skunk spray splashing onto the dog's face? Yellowish-green skunk musk mixing with canine mucus to conjure a concoction of aromas that's sure to slam your nose and curl your toes. But do you know what stinks worse than a wet dog who just sniffed his own butt while wrestling a skunk? A wet dog who just sniffed his own butt while wrestling a skunk in a garbage dump. Let your nose absorb the delicacies of our two rank mammals locked in a terrible tussle over heaping piles of waste. Moldy fruit flying, snotty tissue tumbling, and dirty diapers dripping. The two duel it up in a dust-up surrounding you in the scent of fresh trash. It's a dog's life and smell for me. And this, my courageous companions, is where our tour comes to an end. Please be careful as you step off the conveyor belt and be sure to return your special SD glasses to the receptacle bin for recycling. We've conveniently dropped you off at our lovely gift shop where we have some wonderful items to commemorate your visit. We have scratch and sniff stickers, smensals, and scented candles featuring all the different smells you experienced on the tour. And we promise you that for any of our products, you won't have to pay through the nose. We sincerely hope you enjoyed your experience and hope that you come back again. We update our exhibit regularly so you can expect a new assortment of aromas on your next visit. We hope we get to smell you later.
We hope you enjoyed the story. We'd like to remind you that we have suggested activities over at the blog, nightlightstories.net. For example, one activity for this episode is to take a close-up picture of your nose and send it to us. We'd love to see just how many noses we can add to our own little online art museum. Do you smell that? It smells like birthday candles. We'd like to send out bright birthday wishes to Amy L. of Pennsylvania, Alex of West Virginia, Aunt Sue of New York, Vicky of New York, Layla of California, Oliver of California, Sam of Massachusetts, John D. of Texas, Amanda R. of Texas, and Auntie Carrie of Massachusetts, who once made a boat out of a giant pumpkin with a Nightlight Stories banner on it and paddled it down a river. We haven't forgotten, Auntie Carrie. We haven't forgotten. If you haven't seen it yet, Mr. Chris and I did two live interviews with a few inspiring people this month, which we recorded and posted to nightlightstories.net. First was Genevieve from Disney's Choo Choo Soul. We talked about the new episodes coming up on Disney Junior, some of her other new projects, and we even had a dance party in our living room while she sang for everyone in the live audience. We had a lot of fun with her, and we think the whole family would enjoy watching the interview. We also enjoyed talking with Nicole and Lacey of Milestones and Miracles. They're the creators of the 1-2-3 Just Play With Me cards. Their hope is to empower parents to play with their children by understanding and enjoying the milestones of development. We had a great time brainstorming games we could play with the kids. Be sure to check both these interviews over on the website, nightlightstories.net. Remember, when we do one of those webcasts, you can join in to ask questions live with the guests. Be sure to keep on the lookout for even more interviews with book authors, recording artists, and oh, who knows who'll pop up on the webcast. We've got a few more surprises already lined up. One of the best ways to help support the show is to leave a review on iTunes, just like Runner Girl, who wrote, "The vivid descriptions and enriching vocabulary are fantastic. My three children are enthralled with each episode. The best part is, we can take the stories with us wherever we go. Keep up the wonderful work, Miss Mal and Mr. Chris." Thanks a lot, Runner Girl. You can leave a review, just like Runner Girl, by heading over to iTunes. doing a search for Nightlight Stories, and leaving a review. The more reviews we have, the easier it is for people to find us. Finally, did you hear that bumper at the beginning of the show? That was from the students of Emmerich Elementary from a live interactive reading of a Nightlight Story. The PTA of that school contacted us about participating in an after-school assembly, and we were happy to oblige. The students wore pajamas, we all got together in the gym, and then we got our story on. A great time was had by all. We have pictures of the event up at nightlightstories.net as well. If you'd like to book us to do a live interactive reading for your school, library, or wherever, you can send us an email at nightlightstories@gmail.com. We'd love to see you live and in the flesh. We promise to shower so we won't stink. As always, we look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can sniff. Share together.